John McCain's running mate has been traveling alongside him. And elsewhere in today's program, we hear Sarah Palin's answer when invited to explain her foreign policy experience. Right now, we'll listen to the way that Palin looks to women. Democrats tend to get more votes from women than Republicans, who hope Palin can change that in 2008. NPR's Ina Jaffe went to the battleground state of Missouri to talk to women and see what effect the governor of Alaska is having on their choice.
After the Republican convention, one of the first places that John McCain and Sarah Palin campaigned together was Lee's Summit, Missouri. The Kansas City suburb leans Republican, and as many as 4,000 people showed up at the rally. But none of the women at this meeting of the Lee's Summit chapter of Moms were there. Their organization supports women who've chosen to stay home and raise their children. So, stand in line for hours with toddlers to get into a political rally? No way. But follow the campaign and have strong opinions? Absolutely. Sherry Moore, an evangelical Christian, was at the meeting with her one-year-old daughter and three-year-old son.
Palin was actually what put me over the edge.
And pushed her firmly into the Obama camp.
She's never met a foreign head of state. She's been caught time and time again in a mistruth. She just scares me, you know. I'm one of those people that should be a Palin supporter, but I want a strong leader in the White House. It not just because she goes to a church or because she happens to be a female.
Sarah Palin was a decisive factor in a very different way for Kathleen Eggers, who used to be more anti-Obama than pro-John McCain.
Palin just seemed to breathe new life into the Republican Party for me. She's just made me a lot more interested in what's going on.
Eggers and Moore were among half a dozen moms who volunteered to talk politics. Each of them said the economy was a concern. Most said the war was, too. Yet they were evenly split, three for Obama and three for McCain. There was quite a bit of child care going on as we talked. It made Gretchen Doyle, Obama supporter and mother of two, wonder how Palin could manage the vice presidency with her five children.
I know that I could not be vice president, and I'm not saying that you can't have kids and be the vice president, but she has responsibilities. And I mean, her youngest is he just over a year or under a year? And he has Down syndrome, and I just question her judgment.
The McCain campaign has called such concerns sexist. McCain supporter and mother of three, Tracy McGill, said that male candidates are never questioned about their ability to raise children while holding office. So why Sarah Palin?
There are more and more stay-at-home dads. I think her husband is a big support to her. I think she's got a big challenge ahead of her, but I think it can be done.
Meanwhile, in strongly Democratic Kansas City, it wasn't Palin's children, but her qualifications that worried five University of Missouri women. Jamoke Belogan is 20 years old, African-American, and an Obama supporter.
And I kind of think that the Republicans are using her as kind of, hey, look, we have a woman too. And that's so devastating to me because I want to see a woman in office, but I want to see a qualified woman in office.
Belogan was in a lounge at the Campus Women's Center, where Center Director Brenda Bethman had a more cynical take on the issue of Palin's qualifications.
I actually think it's progress when unqualified women get chosen, since unqualified men have been chosen for years. So why not?
Bethman was one of a couple of Hillary Clinton supporters here. Another one, English professor Virginia Blanton, was angered over the sexist stereotypes aimed at Hillary Clinton and now is just as disgusted at the way that Sarah Palin's being portrayed.
Within a week of her speech at the Republican National Convention, there was the action figure doll brought out about her, and it's got this cutaway black leather, you know, sort of trench coat with short shorts, and she's really muscular and ready to kick people's hinies.
But regardless, none of these women were so sympathetic that they were actually going to vote for Sarah Palin and John McCain. Brenda Bethman is still so distressed about the way Hillary Clinton was treated, she isn't sure she'll vote at all.
I'm disenchanted with the whole process.
Obama,
and so there are days where I'm like, I'm just going to stay home because I can't vote for any of them with a clean conscience.
A day like that would be a good one for John McCain, helping him narrow the gender gap in this battleground state, if only by a single vote. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Kansas City, Missouri.